All right, guys. What's up? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. Thank you for tuning into the Dame Truth again. You know what time it is. I got to my left, Ashley C.
Hey, y'all.
And to my right, Ashley, do you want to introduce our special guest?
Okay, we have a special guest, guys.
Oh, she's mad cheesy.
Ah, that's right. Not so little. Little brother.
Oh, with his fine ass.
Ah! Ooh, hit it. And we're just going to call you Denzel, I guess. Like, I don't know if you want to.
Do you have
radio,
an alias?
Like a radio name or anything like that? It's a big Dizzle.
I don't. I'm very simple.
I'm very simple. It's just
okay,
Denzel.
So, yeah, it's just Denzel, guys. So we're excited to have him on today.
Yay! I wish I had a clacker. Click, 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 click. All right, so I know today is going to be dope because we got sexual chocolate all in this room. It's just permeating all over the place. And then on top of that, Ashley, you need to give a shout out to one of your friends who has been hyping up the Dame Truth.
Oh my gosh. So I have a friend. It's so crazy.
Because you sent me all these texts. Is this person?
She's my long lost friend. Like, I haven't seen her in 14 years. And we ran into each other at One Music Fest. I saw her in the crowd. Mind you, One Music Fest had like millions of people.
It's a lot of people at One Music Fest.
Thousands and thousands of people.
Hell yeah.
So I'm just walking through and I see this girl and I was like, Tara? She was like, Ashley? And what's crazy is she looks the exact
same way.
And she said I look the same too, but.
It's been 14 years?
14 years later.
I mean, that's a long... How do y'all lose contact with one another?
We just took one summer class together.
Okay, but y'all clicked.
And we clicked, but then summer was over. Everyone went back to college.
Right.
Did their own thing. So, you know, like I said, we reconnected. We exchanged numbers. We hung out a couple times.
And you told her about the podcast?
Yeah. I don't know how it came up, but... She freaking loves it, and she thinks we're the funniest.
First of all, shout out to Tyra. Is it Tyra?
Tara.
So Ashley has been sending me like these text messages, and it's like y'all are freaking hilarious. Yeah. I'm dying laughing. So it's always good to like get that feedback because when you guys like send us messages and stuff like that, which reminds me, I've been saying this like time and time again. We need to do like a segment where people write into us. If they have questions.
And we'll just go over
and we just give our, like,
questions.
Oh, Lord.
Like, what would you do kind of thing?
Like,
help on something or something. You know,
we got to come up with that type of segment.
That would be really fun.
Maybe we can do, like, one total show just with, like, email. Right. So, you guys, we're going to, next time we, you know, do this podcast thing, we're going to come up with an email.
Okay. Where you guys can send your questions. And concerns and...
Yeah, even your criticisms. If you're Yolanda's voice drives me fucking insane. Like, shut the hell up.
What can you guys do about it? Well, we probably can't.
Then I'll start speaking like in a baritone voice.
Exactly. We're here for
you
guys.
No, fuck that. I'm going to be myself. But anyway, guys, we got a great, great show. Let us take a brief moment to really pull it together. And we'll be right back with Word in the Streets. Know if I'm being like really like selfish or funny acting, but I just have an issue with like mainstream celebrities that are starting a podcast now.
I think because you're starting.
Yeah, and I don't think it's fair.
It's like you're competing with people who already have a name for themselves, but at the end of the day, people are gonna do what they want to do.
Yeah, fuck them. Anyway, the Dame Truth is still the best.
I mean, Dr. Phil.
I'm just like, Dr. Phil, why do you need a podcast?
He doesn't need one. But why?
You don't.
Why do a lot of
Dr. Oz? Why do you have a fucking podcast?
More money.
It's just greediness. And I mean, people who are like, no, because they're like getting all the like major advertisements and things like that that like give them more money. Uh-huh. And it's like you're already fucking rich, like. Why don't you, you know, shout out some of the little people and, you know, put them on?
How do we know he won't shout you out? Maybe he doesn't know about you.
Well, Dr. Phil, if you're out there, fucking shout me out. Please. Greedy ass. Please. Yeah, please. Okay, so word on the street is going to be hot. I don't know. I didn't really mention this earlier, but I was at work this weekend.
Okay.
When I tell you it was lit at Phipps Plaza.
Yeah.
Okay, shout outs to Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry has done the damn thing. Have you noticed that he has, like, right now, if you're, I don't know what exit it is on the interstate.
It's right by the airport.
Right by the airport?
He has a
wow.
New,
by heart.
It literally says
Tyler Perry Studio.
Like Union City or, you know, domestic, like, yeah, airport that way. Yeah. It literally says Tyler Perry Studio.
Yo, that is fucking humongous. Right. I mean, he has a whole studio, so everybody was out. So I was at work on Saturday morning, and I saw Bevy Smith. Of course, everybody knows who Bevy Smith is because she's all on VH1. Oh, Dizzle's like, I don't know who that bitch is. But you know what? Dizzle, you don't have to know who Bevy Smith is. Woo. Just know that she's a big old voluptuous woman with a light lisp.
Okay.
And I like Bevy. You know, she's on VH1 and does a whole lot of... She's like one of those people that you see like on daytime television that does like news and gossip or whatever. Okay. So Bevy was there and I saw her with her big glasses on. She was trying to be inconspicuous. And I'm like, bitch, nobody knows who you are. Like Denzel.
Right.
But it was all good. I knew who she was. And then in comes... I see this big black car pull up in the front because I'm like right in front of the store. And I was like, oh... Who's in this big body bitch?
Mm-hmm.
And out comes Auntie Maxine and her husband. If you don't know who I'm talking about Maxine Waters. Mm-hmm. Auntie Maxine, I fanned out for Auntie Maxine like this woman was Beyonce.
Because she's a very important woman.
Very important. She is the number one black woman to say fuck Trump. I don't want to say it like she didn't say that. But she was very shy of calling him a bastard. Like, I am pretty sure of it. So, everybody calls Maxine Waters Auntie Maxine. And I remember her. I remember meeting her when I was actually in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She came down south to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing, like, one of these town hall type of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
With people from, like, smaller areas and stuff like that. Because she was trying to bring infrastructure into... a very rural
right.
country
okay.
place.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to get votes. And so I give much respect to her because she's been doing this for a long time. She and Senator Clyburn,
good
I've met.
Stuff. That's good stuff.
And then, you know, this has been an issue on Facebook. Denzel, come on over. You seem like you're so far away, Denzel. So this has been a big, big topic on Facebook, and I don't know how to really address it.
Okay.
But basically, you know, both of them, John?
I don't know how to really pronounce it.
It's a different name.
We don't mean any disrespect.
We don't mean any disrespect. I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, pronouncing his name correctly. But this is the black man that was in his home, minding his business, eating ice cream, watching television. And this police officer lady came in and shot him. No reason.
For no reason.
And I remember when it first happened, it was kind of speculation. Like, were they dating? Were they...
how could she just, like, yeah.
You know, like, what is this foul play? Like, mm-hmm. what was the hope? Like, to this day, we still don't know what was the purpose of her doing this. Was mm-hmm. she high?
Right.
Was right. she drunk?
We don't know.
I just don't understand how I can go up to somebody else's house. And what's up with the goddamn security at this apartment complex where you can just open up anybody's door with a key or a keypad thing? Like, that shit was blowing my mind. So I'm pretty sure that the people who live in this apartment complex now are like, I don't feel fucking safe.
Right.
Somebody can just walk into my shit and shoot
right.
me.
Right, right, right.
So, it was a lot of news. Well, not a lot of news, but a lot of people were kind of upset at the sentencing.
And what was, you know, could you tell our audience what the sentencing was?
Well, okay, she was sentenced to 10 years.
Okay.
Which we know that was bullshit. She was found guilty.
Only 10 years.
10 years, but 5 to serve. So they're basically saying that she's going to have 5 years probation. And then 5 years served. I hope that every day she is locked up, that a bitch whoops her ass.
Yeah.
Like a big stud dyke bitch just beats her ass every fucking day.
Right.
Because, you know, she's going to have hell anyway because she's a cop.
Right.
And they don't like cops on the inside.
Right.
But one of the things that was really getting black people riled up on the book was... Botham John's brother asking if he could hug her and forgive her.
Right.
Another thing was the judge. I have never seen this shit in my life except for, you know, traffic court.
Okay.
I have never seen a murderer, the judge get down from off the bitch, hug the bitch, and give her a Bible. And the deputy that was in the court.
Okay.
Decided to pat her on the back and fix her hair. So,
I mean,
in true black folk fashion, black people were pissed the fuck off. Like, seriously.
How do you feel about this?
He's like, I'm quiet.
No words.
No words.
No words.
Wow. Yeah,
no. It's bad. I've never witnessed that before in my life. Well, I have witnessed the victims, you know, saying that they
want to forgive and all that stuff. Right.
But I thought it was very unprofessional of the judge to do what she did.
Okay.
And I just thought it was crazy to see even the bailiff or whatever you want to call her, like, caressing her hair and, you know.
I think it's because she's in law enforcement. So it's like they kind of have, like, it's one of those things. It's like a fraternity or a sorority. Like,
what, law enforcement, the officers?
Yeah, law enforcement, all the legal people. Like,
it's hugging like hugging the cop. Oh, because she's a cop?
Right.
Fuck that bitch.
It should be. it's like a, you know, like a sisterhood, a brotherhood, a fraternity. You know, like, we stick together despite.
I just thought it looked bad. Let me tell
you
why.
No, it does. It looks horrible.
Let me tell you why I thought it looked bad, just on the optics of the people on the outside looking in. I don't give a fuck what fraternity you're in or a part of. Mm-hmm. Mainly it's because I'm from South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina.
Right.
And when that white kid went into that church and shot up
all those people,
young and old, and they took this little white boy to Burger King.
They took him to jail.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't that something?
I just feel like I see why
they wouldn't do that for you or for me or for you.
Bitch, you definitely wouldn't survive. Not for you, as soon as they saw us, we would have been gunned down.
You think I'd be able to be like, yo? You think my last meal could be at Chick-fil-A?
Hey, I'm kind of hungry. Can you pull through the drive-thru real quick?
They just started this macaroni and
I'm
cheese.
I'm just saying, you know, I just killed 7 people, but I am a nigga kind of hungry.
Like,
who does? So, I mean, there's been so many murders, and what I think really, like, from the optics on the outside looking in, it's because these were all black people. It was a black judge, it was a black deputy sheriff, it was, you know, a black victim. And I just think that black people are so enraged by the injustices that have been occurring to us lately.
Right.
That they just thought that we were going to be a band of brothers and sisters together to be against the system.
Right.
And it didn't happen. However, I did kind of say to my friends and family on Facebook, y'all cannot tell people how to survive.
Right, Colin, so him wanting to forgive y'all, you can't be mad. You really can't be mad at that.
You can't tell people at the how end of the to day, survive.
At the end of the day, until you are in the situation, you can never tell anyone how they're supposed to respond.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. And I think that we go, like, I feel like sometimes we go super hard, and I get it. We are, this is basically what I said on my Facebook page. We are so emotional.
Right.
We are so emotional. We get so riled up.
Right.
But those emotions do absolutely fucking nothing.
They don't.
They do nothing, nothing, nothing. So why don't you take that emotion, that raw emotion, and make some changes? Mm-hmm. And another thing is, it's kind of like, you know, we got, I have a brother that has been in prison, incarcerated for the last 20 years, right?
Right.
And my brother had a public defender. Mm-hmm. And my brother says that he's innocent. Okay.
Okay.
So, with a public defender and trying to prove that my brother is innocent, you know, public defenders really don't give a fuck because they have such a large caseload.
And they don't get a lot. They don't get paid.
Not one of my family members said, I would like to donate $500 to my brother's legal fund.
That's how it is.
So, you niggas are so upset because this man wanted to hug this white woman and forgive her. But how many of y'all got aunties, uncles, sisters, brothers incarcerated, mm-hmm. and not one person donates $500, $300, $50 towards an attorney to say that
you
care?
But they got everything else. They got everything negative to say or what you should
and
shouldn't
do. About the system and this and that, mass incarceration. But y'all not even trying to figure out how to help your own family members
out.
You know what I'm saying?
That's life.
Okay, so at the end of the day, I basically want to just say shut the fuck up.
Basically.
Unless y'all are really willing to wake up and make some huge changes. Now, I know for a fact that when I was knocking on people's doors to get Stacey elected, nobody volunteered to go to Starbucks with me or walk in the heat to go ahead and make this woman be our governor. Then y'all get mad that Kemp is in office and y'all not even trying to do shit to change shit.
That's
so
people.
Shut up.
That's people.
It's always a good talk, but right. never a good walk.
Right.
Which leads me to, they found two more fucking whistleblowers, girl. Blow the whistle.
Can you explain what a whistleblower is?
Okay, basically,
for those who are not sure what that is.
Yeah, because basically you and Dizzle didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So basically, a whistleblower is nothing shy of a snitch that is being covered like a motherfucker. And I am so glad that we still have snitches, but they won't get no stitches. Woo-hoo! God is good. So, basically,
they used to call me a snitch back in the day in school.
Probably worse.
Elementary school.
I believe that shit.
Yeah, the teacher.
You probably were the one that's like...
Nah, the teacher used to leave the room and be like...
Ashley, say nothing.
Ashley, here's the chalk.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you make sure anyone...
wanted to beat your ass.
Anyone who's talks, just write their name on the board.
And you were like, sure
and
thing.
And every time I'm looking around like...
That sounds like your sister, doesn't it?
Say something.
That is definitely
your sister.
And then
I'll hear people's name, I'll be like, Tyler. Check. The check means he talked twice.
Yo, snitching ass. Snitching ass. Yes. Whoa. Basically, Ashley, you should have been in government.
You would
have been a wonderful whistleblower, bitch. Listen, they had one whistleblower that said Trump was up to no good shit. Then, you know, the white folks in Washington was like, oh, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. That's not enough to impeach him. Oh, this is ridiculous. This is the... So another motherfucker was like, wait a minute, I got more shit.
Okay.
And so basically, that's what happened. We got a whistle. We have two whistleblowers now. I really want to see how they're going to try to wiggle their way out of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that shit really mattered to me. Okay. You want to know what really mattered?
What?
Kanye West opening his goddamn mouth again. You know.
Got him low.
Dizzle, every time I try to, you know, talk up this nigga and make him not look as bad as everybody is telling me he is, he goes and he runs his mouth. Now, I was the one a couple Sundays ago that was so happy that Kanye did
came
Sunday.
Came to Atlanta and did that church thing and all that stuff.
I was so excited. I was like, yes, Ye is coming back. Ye is doing better. Ye done found Jesus. Ye don't need to take that medicine. Ye is back. I was so excited. And what does this motherfucker do?
What does he do?
He goes and says that, you know, he's down with the Republicans. The Republicans are the ones that ended slavery. This nigga needs a history book. The Republicans of yesterday of yesteryear are not the Republicans that we are talking about today.
That is true.
Who is informing this MAGA motherfucker? I have no idea. But basically, Kanye West was at Sunday service in Salt Lake City talking about the Republican Party of Lincoln freeing the slaves and how he supports Trump's.
Okay.
Trump. And he says, and I quote, "I ain't never made a decision based on my color. That's a form of slavery, mental slavery." In the story, I don't want to talk about this shit no more.
He's never made a decision based solely on his color.
Yes.
I think that's smart.
I mean, you shouldn't.
How do you feel? I mean, if that's right, that what? How do you feel about that?
Dizzle's like, I mean, I don't know.
Like, that's smart.
That's smart. Do you like Kanye? I like Kanye.
From his music standpoint, yeah, 100%.
I love Kanye. Do you think that he's like mentally like?
I mean, yeah, he has some things that are questionable.
Okay.
On how he thinks, but you know, everyone has their own way of thinking about things.
And right.
You just kind of have to accept. This is how he thinks. This is how he is. He's probably not going to change.
Okay, right.
So does that mean that we still should that was a tongue twister. Still should support his music based on what he thinks to be logical and true?
This is how I feel. I'm not going to stop because I buy Yeezys.
Really, Ashley?
I have about 2 or 3 pairs.
Okay.
And I probably would buy more. But... and I'm not gonna stop buying things. Like, I'm not gonna stop shopping at H&M. We've had this conversation because they put the little boy, the monkey shirt on and stuff. H&M, they got great prices. Okay,
I'm done, Ashley. Shut up.
My thing is, yes, people have their own opinion about things. Okay, Yolanda, I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't agree with your thought process and how you know
absolutely
your opinions about certain things. How would you feel if your opinion messed up your, let's say you had another business that was profiting well, but your opinion on your political standpoint directly affected your business, other business, negatively?
But my shit's usually facts.
But we're saying opinion, because at the end of the day, when it comes to politics, it's about
we're talking about facts.
It's facts. People
yeah,
they feel like it's facts. Am
absolutely.
I right?
Just like Nike.
So if you had 2 businesses, right? Mm-hmm. How you feel about this affecting your business, you wouldn't want that. Like but if people at the end of the day like your shit, you're fucking like you're a talented artist, you're a talented seamstress, you have a great clothing line, all that stuff. That's independent of how you, like, I'm not gonna not support him on that, because at the end of the day, I make a Yeezy shoe look really fucking good.
Yeah, like, but I mean, I could do the same thing with Nike. At the end of the day, I never, like,
You don't have to agree.
I don't know. I think Kanye is doing Kanye because Kanye is fucking rich. I think Kanye is doing Kanye and saying whatever he wants because he knows that right now, no matter what, he's going to make money. We're going to have people that are going to support Kanye who listen to his music and, you know, support his brand.
Okay.
And then you're going to have people who listen to Kanye because now he is following Trump and he is a Trump supporter.
Right.
If Trump were in my shoes right now with a little ass podcast right now trying to make it in the industry, I don't think that he would make it.
Okay.
I just don't.
Okay.
I think that money right now is dictating a lot of what Kanye is doing. And on top of that, a lot of people were saying this about his gospel thing because he's starting to do this Sunday church thing. And everybody was like, I bet you he's going to have an album. I bet you he's going to have a gospel album come out. And he is.
He
already said that he is. So a lot of things. And I love Chris Jenner for that.
So do you think he's... So do you think ultimately he is behind Trump because he's getting something out of it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think that Trump.
So do you think when if Trump he wasn't had his wife, out of it, do you think Kanye would be a more Democratic
I think because right now,
because he said he at every decision he's made, he did not make it solely based off his color. So a lot of Democrats do that. Unfortunately, I hate to say that. Like,
I think Kanye says that now, but I don't think Kanye did that when Kanye was still trying to, when Kanye first signed with Rockefeller Records. I don't think Kanye had that same mindset. Uh-huh. I think Kanye now is Calabasas Kanye, and so Calabasas Kanye, he has to stay in a certain type of demographic, or I don't want to say demographic, like he has to stay in a certain status. Mm-hmm. Now that he is Calabasas Kanye, I think that Kanye with his, Kanye will tell you, even with his clothing line and his footwear, they didn't want him in the industry. They didn't want to help him. Okay. They didn't want him to have that type of leeway with fashion and music.
Right.
Whoa, that's too much power. Again, that's one of Kanye's songs. No nigga should have that much power. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't want to give it to him. They did not want to relinquish that to him. And I think that Kanye is being Kanye because he is now Calabasas Kanye. Okay. He ain't Chi-Town Kanye anymore.
I can definitely see that point.
Now, as far as what people say about me, and you know, everybody has their opinion.
Right.
But I want you to back up your opinion with actual factual facts. Like, mm-hmm. you can't sit here and just speak out your ass.
Okay.
And then you have like young people who listen to Kanye. Mm-hmm. Who are like, you know, today young people really don't fucking read. I mean, I've yet to really see like a young person hold a book. Now, they might say that they're reading a book on their fucking phone.
Yeah, you can do that. And listen to books on tape. That's pretty cool.
That too. But I just don't think that they are like reading history. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly think that Kanye is really trying to appeal to a certain demographic. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at the end of the day, you got a whole black choir behind you backing up your songs. So, I mean, I'm wondering what the choir was thinking when they were out there singing Sunday at Sunday service.
Because they got paid.
Yeah, they got paid. And I think that's... Yeah.
I'm not going to disclose where I work, but...
I understand, but I
actually hate it.
Yeah.
And it makes me very sick to my stomach knowing that I have to act a certain way
here. Damn.
And guess what? But I'm getting paid.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
But I also feel that, like, if I were, you know, if I had a job at, you know, the Ku Klux Klan, you know, making hoodies, you know, all white hood... I might not want to work at that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're giving you like $50.
Nah, my nigga. That's like, nah, fuck that. That's like picking cotton, my nigga.
What if you were getting, what if you were getting $100?
All money ain't good money. I'm for real.
It's not.
I would rather take a pay cut and be happy.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
I would definitely rather take a pay cut and be happy and lose some things before my happiness is everything to me.
Okay.
So whatever I believe in mm-hmm. is what I fucking believe in. I'm not going to do that for the almighty dollar. Okay. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm weird?
No.
Okay. Listen, guys, mm-hmm. this was a good word in the street. We might as well just end this goddamn whole podcast.
No.
Even though Denzel only said 3 words.
Right.
Listen, we're going to take like a really, really quick short break. Guys, I'm dating this guy right now, right? Well, we're not really dating. We're talking.
Whatever that means these days.
No, just like literally conversing over the phone.
Okay. Oh,
you know, I've been struggling in the dating thing.
Okay.
Not really my type.
Mm-hmm.
But is my type really right for me?
Okay.
That's the question that I really want to ask, because a lot of people say he's not my type, she's not my type, that's not my type, but...
Is your type really what you need?
You're really single and your type keeps on fucking you over. So when we come back off of this break, what's your type, Ashley? Oh, hold that thought. What's your type, Denzel? Hold it. We'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. Okay, so as we all know, if you've been listening to The Dame Truth, I am struggling out this bitch. I am struggling.
In what way?
Bayway.
Bayway. As- That was good.
Bayway.
The Bayway.
As you know, the temperature has dropped 10 degrees, bitch, and I am still single. It is cuffing season. It is time
actually,
to be.
No, it's not yet. It's very hot outside. People are confused.
No, today it was 68 degrees.
For the first time.
Okay? It's dropping. It's dropping.
Well, we'll see. It's dropping. You gotta give it some time. Technically,
but, it's. But going- Ashley, I don't have a lot of time. It's gonna drop, no, and no, before you know, it's yes. gonna be cold. You'll have your
but
fireplace
what I'm saying
lit.
Is don't be too hard on yourself because it's been hot. People are confused.
I'm so
it was
confused.
Just 97 degrees on Friday.
I just feel like I should be taking applications or something.
Oh God.
No applications at least?
I mean, yeah, you should be taking applications.
Okay, because I have like 3 applications. I'm just saying. So with these applications,
okay.
I'm slowly denying a couple. Okay.
Thank you for applying. We are actually pursuing other candidates at this time.
We're pursuing other candidates, bitch. You're just not making the mark right now. Okay. And I can tell that you have the possibility of being a fuckboy, sleeping on the job, and leaving early. So I am pursuing one guy. He's not my type.
Okay, first of all, what?
No, don't ask me to describe him, Ashley.
No, not the guy you're talking to. I need to know what your type is.
Okay, so let me just put this down real quick. So my type is usually around 6'2".
Okay.
I like a basketball build type of guy. Okay. I don't want like, I don't need, you know, muscular or anything like
too
that.
Too muscly, yeah.
Of course, we always like a good chocolate.
Okay, you prefer darker skin. You prefer.
I don't want to say that because, I mean, I like a plethora of shades.
But a plethora. No, let's keep it real. I thought this was the Dame Truth.
It is the Dame Truth.
Don't be the Dame Lie. Okay?
Ashley. I have dated lighter hued men.
I have dated a plethora of colors as well, but I still have a preference. My type.
Okay.
Be
ain't
honest
nothing,
with yourself.
Bitch, ain't nothing like.
You don't just. Okay. Thank you.
Chocolate white tooth brother.
That was the dang truth. Okay.
I mean, of course, I like him usually with a low haircut and nice waves.
Right, but if a light skinned man
if
with
a
some
white,
dreads,
if a white man came
with dreads,
with some dreads, okay. I would be like,
okay.
What's up?
Okay. Oh. That's all
you
I'm
know,
saying.
I don't.
You're not closed mind. You're not absolutely closing people off.
No.
Per se.
No.
But you have a type.
I have a type. So actually, my type. I met him like maybe 2 weeks. Well, like 3 weeks ago when I was having my event.
Okay.
At my job, mm-hmm. And I was at Walmart, and this guy. I met up with him, Denzel. He asked me for my number. We had 2 deep conversations.
2.
Not too deep, you know, just deep. You know, uh-huh. He told me that he was a divorcee and had a child. And, you know, we went into it a little bit in detail. But he never had time to, like, you know, say, let's meet up for drinks. Or, let's you know, what are you something. Doing this weekend? So when he didn't do that, I kind of, you know, and another thing was that I was kind of like, it's when he asked me for my number, as soon as I got home, he called me. And then
is that
he,
a good sign, Denzel?
Yeah, I would say that's a good sign.
It's a good sign that he's interested, right, Denzel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, the following day, he called me and he texted me.
Okay.
And then it just stopped. So I'm like, what could have happened?
So what is your opinion?
So would you, are you waiting for him to...
No.
Reach out to you first
yeah.
every time? Or?
Well, no, because then when I saw that he kind of like stopped, you know.
No, but this is the thing. You said he stopped, but you said he stopped.
He stopped.
But
so then
you...
I texted him.
Okay.
And he responded.
Okay.
And then it was kind of like sketchy. Like sometimes he would respond and then sometimes he wouldn't. And then, you know, we would be talking and conversing through text. And then our conversation just ended because he didn't respond back. And that happened like maybe 2 or 3 times. And I noticed that I was reaching out to him. So I was like,
Well, in that case, he just lost interest just that fast.
That's that quick.
That was it. I think maybe somebody else got... Men are very... Well, not to be disrespectful, but men are, like, dumb. Like...
I didn't say that.
They're scatterbrained. I feel like they're scatterbrained. I'm sorry. Like, if a guy's not already tied down, that means you're not his woman. They're scatterbrained because... Mm-hmm. I think the whole thing with a guy is they're always on the hunt for something.
What do you think? You think he just fell out of interest?
That quick? He could have.
Because, yes. I mean, I didn't ask him. Did I tell you
how we met? When I tell you, I still have men that I keep saying I'm involved.
Okay.
They not stopping.
Okay, but...
It's still a... Come out. Well, when you gonna? I'm not gonna. So it's like he just lost interest.
Okay.
On to the next one.
That's it. So I wouldn't even reach out to him.
I feel like guys just want a challenge. If they feel like it was a bit too easy, then they feel like, okay, maybe. Other people that reach out
but
to that
same
easy?
Person.
But
what did I do that was easy?
We don't know your conversations do it either that you were having.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, sexual conversations. It was legit. Okay, so it was like one of the conversations I texted him about because I realized that he kind of like fell back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I was like, maybe I'm, you know, he's, because he was calling and texting me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, maybe he thinks that he's just doing too much with me. Mm-hmm. So I started texting him. Mm-hmm. And one of the conversations was like, how do I like measure my nephew for a suit? You know,
mm-hmm.
just random conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't anything too deep. And I, you know, I wasn't trying to make him chase after me or whatever, but he did approach me in the parking lot. He did ask me for my phone number. He did reach out to me first. I mean, maybe I should have
So Denzel, what makes a guy like, in this moment, I want to get her number, I want to get to know her, but then in a week, I'm over it? What could happen and we didn't go out yet, we didn't have sex, we didn't do anything. What in 1 week or 2 weeks, you were so, you had to talk to me,
And get my number.
And now you're just being weird, like, or...
I wonder if something personally happened.
It's situational, so... For me, if I were to meet somebody, they had a good first impression, great, phenomenal. A week later, if I'm still interested, I may pursue, but...
Wait, if you're still interested...
You said if a week later, you're still interested?
A week later, really?
What the fuck?
No, that's how much they have to choose from.
What could happen in a week
Another bitch. That's why I said just chatterbrain.
Not necessarily. If the feeling is just not there anymore, then it's just not there. So I'm not going to work to try to bring it back. Because if it's not...
The thrill is gone.
If it's gone like that, then and it doesn't stick around, then there was no point in the beginning. So.
Oh, wow.
The thrill was gone.
That's just that fast.
It's weird. Denzel, what's your type?
What's your type? Just sound real.
What's my type?
We have to be more specific.
So, I'm going to be honest. My type, typically.
Actually, do you have a type? Everybody has a type.
I think everyone has a type. My track record, I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
My track record. If you go back, you'll see that most of the men that I've dated are a little bit lighter than me.
Uh-huh.
Tall, okay. Lighter than me. They were athletes at some, so a lot of them have like a slimmer
build.
Maybe like some might look like basketballish.
Yeah, like a
maybe
basketball.
Or maybe as far as football, they might be wide receiver kind of frame.
Okay.
Those kind of guys, right?
Okay.
Very attractive. I have one homegirl who'd be like, you always get the fine. So that's why, just to kind of give you an idea. But I have dated men darker than me. I've dated a white guy before.
Ooh, how was that?
It was fine. It was short-lived, but it was fine. I've dated people with dreads, people with short haircuts, you know, so.
So,
but if you had given me a lineup, my first pick would probably be
the first that you
Stephen
just
Curry.
Really?
No, for real.
Stephen Curry?
If,
really?
If it was like Dwayne Wade, Stephen Curry, you know, a few other people, it'd probably be Stephen Curry.
Really?
Just off looks. That's all I'm talking about, off looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm being honest.
You think Steph Curry is attractive?
I do.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So, Denzel, what is your, like, typically, obviously.
Let him tell us what his type is. And the reason why I want to know what Denzel's type is, but go ahead, Denzel, what is your type?
So.
Typically.
As far as skin tone, I would say Caucasian uh-huh. women, or maybe European, I guess.
So Spanish?
Maybe Spanish?
No? Maybe.
First, Asian?
Probably not.
Why not Asian? They're exotic.
They're just not attractive.
Body
frame, are you like body thicker?
Body frame has
like
to
slimmer?
Be. Fit takes care of themselves, you know. Fitness has to be a
so
part
skinny.
Of their life. So, not necessarily skinny, but like fit. Like,
so they could be like a little muscular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been an athlete maybe in the past.
Definitely been an athlete in the past.
So, you wouldn't date anybody that's like a darker skin girl who's just drop dead gorgeous? Like, I don't want to say like a Naomi Campbell. Give me somebody who's like really like beautiful.
What if it was somebody who was Caucasian, but they had a body like Serena Williams?
Hmm?
No, that's a bit too aggressive.
Oh, God. That was the funniest thing.
No, that's a bit too
aggressive.
That's a bit aggressive, bitch. Bring it back.
Okay, I'm
bring
so
it
sorry,
back. He said that's a bit aggressive.
So I'm not talking about
CrossFit. Like bulky, like
no, you're talking about like defined arms, like tight butt, nice thighs,
cross country.
No, that's
skinny.
That's skinny. Yeah, that's just skinny.
Okay, so
he's got a tight.
An athlete that you know, endurance training is involved, like cardio is involved, high cardio, but they still have like that basic muscular foundation.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. No, I know exactly what you mean. I'm actually trying to think of maybe like a celebrity whose body is.
I don't know. Britney Spears.
I don't know how she is right now.
I feel like she's like a skinny fat. Does that make sense?
Oh my God!
That's a real thing.
She's not skinny fat. She's like really like muscular now.
Like pink.
Skinny people.
You know who?
Oh, pink.
I don't know what she looks like. You have your skinny people who are just skinny, but you can tell.
Kind of like a gymnast.
They may work out here or there, but you can tell.
But
like,
she's going crazy because she's always in the gym. So she's like super crazy right now.
Oh, I haven't seen her in a.
Oh, in the hot.
So I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't think Pink would even be his body.
Physical type?
No, I think like Pink would even be a little too thick for him. So, Denzel, okay, so clearly you don't want anybody that is like me or Ashley. You have a particular
like her.
That's Pink.
I mean, yeah, she's okay.
Yeah, she works out a lot. She does like
that was a horrible fucking picture, Ashley.
I was trying to find one of like.
I'm like, yeah, that's her. Like that's Pink. I mean,
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so his type is typically Caucasian or European.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out like
side, but muscular.
What if you met a woman who was a black woman and she was just everything. She was your friend, somebody that you could talk to. Like if you met a black woman, say for instance at work, mm-hmm. and her personality was just amazing. It was something about her that just really pulled you in. But
she's
physically,
not
she's not your type. But she's beautiful. She's got everything going on for herself.
And
you see her making you better. Would you pursue her?
Well,
or
she would be a friend still, just because she's not everything I'm looking for. Because
well, that's just physical.
Physical is one of the main concepts for, you know, building relationships.
And that's
physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Yeah, all of that. So
everything.
One of those chains is blocked, so he's saying, not your perfect person.
Ooh,
if that makes sense.
Okay. Wow.
So you wouldn't give her even a chance because she's just physically she's black and she's not your type.
Yeah.
In the romantic sense.
And the reason why I'm asking.
I just wouldn't see her in that
romantic sense.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm asking is because, like, say for instance, like the guy that I'm talking to right now, mm-hmm. I get it. Denzel is young. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're 20 what? 26. Mm-hmm. I'm 37. Mm-hmm. So there's like a 11-year age difference.
Right.
And I was the type that was like, you know, oh, I can't do big guys because, you
are
know,
you
when we fucking, I can't have nobody sweating on me. Like, like, I just can't. Like, no, I don't want no, I'm laying back, boop, a drop of sweat on my forehead. That shit is nasty to me. Like, I would automatically, like, dry up and be like, get the fuck off of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. But now I'm like, I'm in this point in my life where I'm kind of like, it's not that I'm settling. I'm realizing that my type really isn't my type.
Or isn't good for you, maybe.
My type isn't good for me. I'm not saying that it's not good for me. I'm just saying that what I normally look for in a person, mm-hmm. is not working for me. Or I'm not finding a person that I would want to marry or procreate with because there's certain things about him spiritually, financially, mentally. Like, okay, and this is a perfect example. I wanted to go, like, the last engagement that I had sexually with a person, mm-hmm. I was like, I can't fucking do this anymore. On paper, he looks amazing. Like,
that's
he...
Job, all that stuff.
Well, I mean, he was his own business owner, and he was a trainer, mm-hmm. so his body was on point, beautiful skin, mm-hmm. beautiful locks.
Oh, the dark-skinned guy.
No, he's not dark-skinned. He's, like, my complexion.
You talking about...
Girl, don't you dare say no goddamn names. While Dizzle's over there drinking water.
And he took his head like, yeah, don't
no, but he's the guy that with the locks that I told you about. And
okay.
I was like,
I could have sworn he was dark skinned.
I showed you a black and white picture of him, so
okay.
That could have been it.
Right, okay.
But he's really, he wasn't that dark skinned. He's like my complexion, maybe a shade lighter. But I just felt like, I was like, I think he's stupid. Like, no, I really think that he's, like, he is amazing. He looks good, smells good, you know, everything is good. But I was like, I can't even have, like, a decent conversation with him. Like, I never caught myself, like, just texting him out of the blue just to talk to him or just to see how he, it was strictly sexual.
But so you don't get that feeling.
Yeah, and I was like, why am I doing, and I was like, this is just sexual cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not getting anything from it. So that's why I was like, oh,
well, okay.
I'm shutting this down. I don't want to have sex and I don't want to have it with you. And he was like, well, you could have told me that. I was like, no, it's not that the sex was trash. I just want something more.
Right.
And then I saw and it clicked to me and I was like,
maybe you're tired.
Maybe my something more is not in a physical sense.
Okay.
It's more of a spiritual sense.
Okay.
More of a mental sense.
It could
and
be.
Then when I look at that, then I'll be a happier person.
Maybe. But also, will you have, like, once you meet this spiritual, emotional, mental connect of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have wandering eyes for your type after?
No, I'm not that type of person. I'm not.
How do you know?
I'm just not. I'm not.
You've never been in the situation.
I've been in a situation when I've dated people who were not as physically attractive as other people that I've been with.
Okay.
And I was in love with that person. My ex-boyfriend, you know, he met certain physical characteristics like his height and his skin tone, but he wasn't all that, like, facial wise, he wasn't all that cute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He was all right and he had swag.
Right.
And that to me was, it drove me crazy. I thought he was fucking amazing.
That's good.
So, like, yeah, I'm not that fickle.
So, what do you think you should do?
Honestly, no, what do you
think? I feel like it's just about figuring out which connection within you is the most powerful and using that to kind of
drive who you need
drive
to be
who
with
you want. Yeah. So you obviously the mental / emotional connection is what you're looking for, so use that as like your driving factor to finding that person and then kind of
capture that
that narrows down your I guess
your pool of selection. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then you can start to add in those other connections
like physically, like emotionally and spiritually, I am connected to these guys, but he's actually kind of attractive, so I'm actually gonna lean more towards him because we've already connected on a spiritual and emotional and mental level. So he's not really what I look for physically, even though I'm not going. That's not my drive. Like he said, is your driving force.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually kind of fits what I typically would go for. As far as fuckboys are concerned, but we connect emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. So I'm gonna pursue this and see where this one goes.
Gotcha.
It may or may not work out, but you know,
I think you know with the guy that I'm the guy that I'm like talking to at the moment is he is mentally stimulating. He is like a person that I can talk to. He answers the phone when I call. He, you know what I'm saying? Like he's cool. Mm-hmm. Let me ask Denzel. So Denzel, what made you like what gave you when you first like started getting feelings for girls? What made you say? Oh, what made your little pecker go boing, 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 boing?
Oh God.
Was it like Barbie? Was it like a video that you saw on television? Was it like the princess on Super Mario Brothers? Like you know, the little white princess on Super Mario Brothers. What made your little pecker go boing, boing, boing? Because I mean, like you have a beautiful black sister. You have had a beautiful black mom, and you know a plethora of other black women around you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that driving force that made you feel like, ooh, I think that she's attractive, this white woman, but the black women who are around me, because I have a nephew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's 17 years old and he's dating a white girl right now.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was the one that was like, if that bitch can't use your comb, don't bring her home. I don't give a fuck. If she don't grease her scalp, then she can't come hang out.
No, like, you get that off of Martin?
No, I get that shit off of Martin.
I heard that shit on Martin yesterday. On God.
I'm
God.
I'm serious.
On God, I heard that shit on Martin. Tommy was like,
no.
My mama said, if you can't use your comb, don't bring her home. Yesterday for the first time.
I'm serious. I'm like I told my nephew that and I at first because this is the reason why I told him that was because I saw how like beautiful and smart my nephew is, and I was like, don't forget about your sisters.
I'll be honest, you're hard on him.
Always. I'm hard on both of them. Why are you holding my hand?
I hate to say this. I'm not gonna get into it, okay? This might not feel good.
Just say it.
You might be too hard on him to the point where he doesn't want somebody like you.
I don't want him to get nobody like me.
No, I'm saying, but you're a beautiful black woman. If he equates hard, harsh, always on my ass,
that would be every black man.
No, but listen. Then you have to understand why they would deviate from that.
I had a harsh daddy. I still love black men.
But that's because you have a different mindset. You have a different understanding.
But a lot of black men say that as an excuse, but I don't think that's it.
It might not be an excuse for them. In their head, logic, it might literally be a deterrent. Like, think about it. If somebody
if you see a black man, he steps on you every time he sees you, he fucking steps on your
toe. I don't step on my nephew all the time.
Listen. If a black man, every time he sees you, the same black man, steps on your toe every day, yeah, and you say, ouch, don't do that, that shit hurts. Comes back the next day, steps on your toe again, ouch. Next time he comes out, he has on some cleats, steps on your toe again, ouch. He's gonna equate this pain or this feeling that he doesn't like with you. So he's gonna stay away from things that remind him of being having his toes stepped on.
I don't believe that. I honestly don't believe, because if that were the case, Ashley, I would have stopped fucking with niggas a long time ago. Do you know how many times?
You do.
No, I mean,
go to your Facebook every other day. You say fuck these niggas.
And to be honest, I do mean that. I mean, fuck these niggas that are fuck niggas. I don't want to fuck with niggas who are niggas.
Okay.
At the end of the day, do I love black men? Hell fucking yes.
Right.
But have I really been, have I been burned? Have I, this is the killer of all killers, right?
Okay.
Have I actually been engaged to a motherfucker that was actually married to somebody else and had to call off my wedding 2 weeks before the wedding because I found that shit out?
I don't know. Did you?
I did. And that shit hurt like fucking hell.
Oh, I didn't. Let me tell you. To get married?
2 weeks before my wedding, I was going to go to Miami and have a wedding. Picked out a dress with my mama for my wedding and found out that this nigga had a whole woman in Philadelphia who he was married to. And had children. He told me he had one daughter. And he had a plethora of daughters. And I mean, it was so hurting because literally, I had to go 2 weeks later to my cousin's wedding. We both were supposed to be getting married at the same time. So, you know, like, everything. And I hear what you're saying. I'm really, really hard on my nephew.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
I am. I'm really, really hard on my nephew, though, because I want him to be somebody. I want him to be respectful. Mm-hmm. I want him to be responsible. I want him to be just a good black man.
Right.
And yes, it's sometimes it's very harsh in how I approach him, but I realize that I'm harsh like that because there's no male figure in the home.
But at the end of the day, a woman can never raise a man.
Yes, they can.
No, you can raise.
There are a lot of successful black men.
You can raise a man to a. I feel like you can raise a man to a point.
Okay.
I feel like
black men should be involved in other black men's lives.
Always.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm saying, I think all men need male influence.
Absolutely.
And for them to become the men, you know.
That's where your coaches come in. That's where your deacons or your pastors come in.
But
your uncles.
You don't have to be harsh because you're trying to man him up, because you will never be able to teach him how to be a man.
But I'm not going
to
be
how to be respectful towards women.
But I'm not going to be soft on him either. When I tell you to, like, if I tell you to do something, you don't do it. Why the fuck have you not done what I told you to do? It's no coddling. It's not. I'm not going
to
say.
When Devil used to live with me, all I used to say was, "Can you just clean, wash the dishes?"
Right.
Dishes. I walk back in the kitchen. Dishes still in the sink. I'd be like, when are you going to wash the dishes?
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to wash them. What would you say? I'm going to wash them.
I don't like and I want Denzel's feedback. Like, what to do?
That you're going, if you said you're going to do it, you don't like being told when to do it.
Well, but Ashley, okay. But how old was Denzel? He was 20 something. My nephew young. Is 13, 14, 15.
He was very young. He was younger, but.
If you don't do what the fuck I tell you to do, I'm putting my foot in your ass, period. And that's how I was brought up. Mm-hmm. And that is how it is. I mean, just coming from a black household, you think you're going to do what the fuck you want to do when you want to do it? You have lost your goddamn mind. In a black household, Ashley, really?
I
realized, baby girl, that you went to private school. I know that that's how some of your white girlfriends have. Mom, I don't want to fucking do it.
No, but.
Fuck you, Mom. Let me tell you.
Our household wasn't really like that. It really wasn't like that.
But
I'm saying when me and Denzel lived together, it was some
years
back.
He's a grown man.
he was over 21, but I don't consider that being a grown man.
You don't consider being 21 a grown man?
That's too, yes, you're still
you
young.
You can drink alcohol. He was a grown man.
You ain't grown.
You see what I mean? Now this is a black woman telling a grown 21-year-old man, you ain't grown.
But can you ain't see grown. Why maybe your nephew might, I mean, how do you feel?
Like, so for me, I was surrounded by all white people basically my whole life. I went to the same private school from when I was 4 years old mm-hmm. to when I graduated.
Me too.
Gotcha.
I graduated with 160 something people. 13 of us were black, boys and girls.
Damn. I graduated with 142 and 9 of us were black.
Wow.
So
I get it. You were surrounded by whiteness.
That's all I was surrounded by. Yeah. So that's kind of what I...
That's what you're used to.
What I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
What I'm comfortable around. Not that I'm not comfortable around black people because...
Because I'm his best friends. Enough, right. Yeah. Or like Matthew. Like, yeah, your best friends.
Do you think that if you were involved in like... Like we're watching Power, right? And we see how Tyreek is at Choate. But Tyreek also...
Choate is a like private
school. Like a private school. Mm-hmm. But... He also was brought up in the city. So do you think like if you had like a more of a diverse background, like if you spent the summers in Jamaica
or something,
maybe. You know, you would have.
If it was just the summers, no, because my entire life was around white people. Just going over a few months out of a year isn't going to change my whole mindset of what I'm always around.
Got
all
you.
Day, every
that
day.
Makes
so,
sense.
And our parents are black and Jamaican as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like. And we eat Jamaican. It's like we eat Jamaican food. We the culture like in our household growing up too.
The culture was the same.
The culture is Jamaican culture.
Right.
But once we leave the house,
it was all Caucasian city.
It's white.
Wow.
So it's like we can embrace it and we love the fuck out of some curry chicken and shit. But shit, as soon as we leave out, we going to Chick-fil-A. We fucking going to fucking football games.
Gotcha.
And we fucking. Going to J. Crew to shop.
Wow, okay? Abercrombie.
And Abercrombie. You see what I'm saying? like it's just
shit.
That is how we grow up. But I feel like it's ironic because me and Denzel, we went to the same school
and grew up the same way.
But have you seen? I date black men.
College definitely changes people too. I mean,
really?
That is true because I went to the University of Georgia, which is a white school, but they have so many. They had this. Great like black community
because
even when I came home on breaks my dad would be like you're starting to talk like them.
What school did you go to?
So I went to Gardner Webb University it was a good mix. It was probably
more diverse than University of Georgia.
It was a diverse school but
everybody
I didn't really have time to
Socialize
too much. I was more so just around my teammates who are Europeans.
Got you.
White people.
That probably might be the difference because when I went to college, I didn't play no sports in college. I just went to school, finally hung out with some black people. These niggas is lit.
And
the rest is history.
I think a lot of it has to do with just being diverse and actually just seeing different cultures because growing up, I went to a predominantly black school, but this is the kicker. All of my black friends thought that I spoke like I was a white girl. Mm-hmm. All of them, I honestly remember people wanting to fight me because they said that I spoke like a white girl.
Oh, wow.
Because my mother enforced the king's language.
Your mama didn't play that.
And my mother didn't play me, you know, speaking
Geechee.
Like
ghetto and all that
stuff. We came from... we're from the islands. The Low Country is an island. And it was literally Geechee talk. And my mother was like, no. You're going to speak correct English when you're around me. And you're going to speak correct English, period. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I had to learn how to adapt. And I think that if you really don't have to be adaptable, you just cling to what you already know.
I mean, that was another reason I never really... kind of wanted to date mm-hmm. black girls because I'm a very private person, very low key, very very simple, quiet, very, and just what I've seen of black girls is just loud, obnoxious, really? Screaming, like bringing as much attention to her as possible. And I'm like, I don't need that around me. I'm a very simple person. I'm quiet. I like to, you know.
So keep
to
myself. You don't see.
It's not common. You see it, but it's not common to see white people like niggas ain't shit.
No, but you do see
white.
No, but seriously, no. But this is where I see a difference, because I do see a lot of white people that are combative, especially when they start drinking at 12 noon until 8 p.m. at night. I do see them wanting to fight everybody once they're sloppy drunk. I do see white girls that ask guys, hey, let me see the size of your dick. I heard black guys are packing. I have witnessed that. Mm-hmm. I did go to a college that was diverse, more white people than black people. I went to AIU as well. Uh-huh. So I do know how some white girls, so it's like a huge stereotype.
I mean, I try to associate myself with higher class white people. Ooh. So that's another
But what is higher class? Like, is it more money?
Yes, that's part of it.
More money.
They're the rowdiest. They're
not always.
Not necessarily.
A lot of them are the rowdiest.
We went to school with them, but not all of them. A lot of them. Some of them are. I'm going to say it's equal. I'm going to say it's 50-50.
But you'll definitely see a different concept of them, like, sober and drunk.
But I'm going to be honest, too. But just kind of keep it current, I watch a lot of reality TV. Mm-hmm. I watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I also watch Real Housewives of Orange County.
And those bitches
Orange
are the
County,
same.
It no, listen, no. Atlanta, they will throw a drink, they will throw hands in a second. Orange County women out there in California, the white women, they're like, you are disgusting. Like, their first thing is not, what can I do
physically
harm this person? I'm gonna try to cut them with my tongue. Then it might escalate. Black women. You say one thing, drink in your face, so table flips over.
So the Real Housewives of
Atlanta is ratchet.
So the Real Housewives of New Jersey isn't?
Oh, I didn't really watch that one.
It's ratchet.
Oh, you talking about the ones who are
flipping over tables?
No, you talking about the ones who are like, I feel like a part of the mob. Them ones. Like,
no,
Teresa,
I'm talking about the
Teresa.
Teresa.
Yeah,
they're
ghetto.
But they're also white.
They're Italian,
but they're white.
They're Italian.
Yeah, and they call us niggers. So I'm trying to figure out what, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can't put, like, you can't say that, oh, because you're watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta, because my mom is one of the most, I think, demure black women that you could ever be next to.
I can agree.
She doesn't. I mean, if you were to listen to me versus my mom,
her mama don't.
You'd be like,
either.
Oh, that's not your child, because you know my mother calls me. You know,
y'all have
her
a
good baby.
Let me tell you, when I took your mom.
But my mother is like the Felicia Rashad with a mixture of Maya Angelou.
Oh yeah, your mom don't.
You
fight.
Know,
I took her mom to the mechanic shop to get her car serviced. So the mechanic guy happens to be Jamaican. Mm-hmm. So he started hitting on me. Her mom jumped in and said, you're too old for her. I'm more your age.
Thank you.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone and fix my car.
And fix my car.
And she would say that without raising her voice. So that's why I always say, you know, a lot of times I think that a lot of us have stereotypes about other people who we don't know. And so when you are associating with one type of people, uh-huh. and you don't know how, that's where systemic racism comes about. And it's even worse when it comes from our own people who really didn't socialize, because I mean, I know a lot of black women that you'd be like, oh, this is the bougiest black bitch.
They say that
ever.
They say that about me all the time.
But you know, even with you, I think you're one of the most laid back people that I know. But I know some women who, you know, and to be honest, you know, like I said, a lot of people back in the day wanted to fight me because I knew my worth.
A lot of black people.
I knew what I wasn't, you know, Ashley knows me for being in the groups. That's how I met up with Ashley. There were so many black men that were like, I'm not fucking with her because I know I can't fuck her over.
So I gravitated to Yolanda really because she spoke her mind. I did like that. And she spoke well. It's just what it is. Oh, like, God. I just call me bourgeoisie if you want, oh, but I don't really have a. I really don't have a lot of dealings with girls who be like, girl, like, what it be like? What it is? We don't really have much to talk about.
I mean, but you might be missing out on a good friend.
I might be, but it's worth it.
I think I got it
now. I don't got time to try to figure out what you said.
I think. But you know what? I really think that I got this personality from my dad because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that I come from a really good pedigree of mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. My grandfather played for the governor of South Carolina. My grandfather's music is in the hymnals of Presbyterian churches. Mm-hmm. My grandfather played for Rockefeller, mm-hmm. you know, the Rockefellers in New York. My aunt and my grandmother were educators, and my aunt was a principal. My grandmother was a teacher. Mm-hmm. My great uncle was a well-known musician. Both of my grandfather and his brother are in the Music Hall of Fame in Alabama. Mm-hmm. So I come from a great pedigree on my dad's side, and then I come from a really great pedigree on my mom's side, where my grandfather was the first one to be college educated. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother taught my grandfather how to read. My grandfather on many levels fed his community when they went through like the Great Depression. They always said that my grandfather was the one who gave because they had a surplus of food. Mm-hmm. My grandfather on my mother's side was the first one to have a T-Model Ford in the town. So I come from a great pedigree on both sides of my family. And on both sides of my family, nobody would know these things because you don't boast it. You know, people, you know who you are, and people take a notice to who you are and your stance. You really don't have to say it
right
when you are it.
Okay.
It is just what it is.
Okay.
So I never really had to go and tell people who I am because they gravitated to me already. So I'll say this. I can communicate with the Popers and the Prince. You know, I can go to the Deck, Decatur, where it's greater, the West End, do a photo shoot, fit in well. And then I can go to Buckhead, I can go to Binings, I can have clients that are $1 million clients. And then I can go and do strippers that work at Magic City. No, I'm serious. Right. So the reason why I'm just saying this, Denzel, is just step out sometimes. But
I just don't feel the need to associate with people who aren't going to benefit me in any way.
So that should be whites and blacks, not just.
No, yeah, yeah. I mean, I have black. Like I said, I have black friends. I have.
Well, some of his best, like, oh, yeah, his best friends, like from when he's like 8 up until now. Yeah. And O'Neal better invite me to that wedding. Just FYI.
Stop saying it.
But no, yeah. So I just try to associate myself with people who I know are going to benefit my life. I'm not going to surround myself with.
Yeah.
You know, ignorant people who are gonna, you know,
right?
Just, I don't know, you know.
But you know, yeah. And my whole thing is, it's like, especially if you have a business or whatever, only money is green. It's not black nor white.
That's true.
So you have some people, and this is a prime example. You know, I work at a very high end retailer store, and you have to have thousands in your account to shop at this store. And the other day, I'll never forget, this black girl came in. She had about 22 inches of weave in her hair. And she came and got her nails done in Atlanta. She lives in Tennessee. She was like, and her nails were just done so, it was so artistic. I was like, who did this? I mean, she had a lip with teeth and a diamond in the tooth and one with a tongue hanging out. I was like, who did your nails like this? This is some Cardi B shit. She was like, I came all the way from Tennessee to Atlanta to get my nails done. Nobody talked to this black girl when she walked into the store because she looked ghetto. Needless to say that this black bitch bought $1,100 worth of fragrance. $1,100 worth of fragrance. She's a fucking engineer in Tennessee. Not one person greeted her. Not one person said hello to her. I was the only one to say, ma'am, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. And she was looking for Bond. I went and showed her Bond. I said, to be honest, I really don't care for Bond. Bond
a bottle of Bond can be anywhere from $300 to $450. Mm-hmm. She didn't. So I said, I like this. And I said, you don't want to really smell like everybody. I sold her a big bottle of Tom Ford, and I sold her two, you probably don't know this, it's called Baccarat. I sold her two bottles of Baccarat, and it was literally almost $1,200. And she, I said, what are you doing all the way into this? And she was like, well, I'm off work. I said, well, how long are you? I said, well, what do you do to be off this long? She said, oh, I'm an engineer. Not one person. So, I mean, a lot of times we put people, that's why I was like, what is your type? Because I think we really, a lot of times we like box people in who shouldn't be boxing. I think that a lot of times we prejudge people. And instead of getting, because I mean, a lot of people in the groups thought that I was this horrible bitch that was just stuck up and yada yada yada. And you saw something in me.
Well,
and
then you are stuck up.
But I am not stuck up.
But I still saw past that. And I'm was like, oh my God, we can be stuck up together.
I am, let me tell you, I am not stuck up. I am particular.
But you are, okay.
I'm particular because I'm going to be honest with you. You're not, I'm not going to be everybody's friend. And to be honest, I'm not going to associate with a lot of people. You know, I'm not going to associate with somebody like when we went to one of those events with the group and we were in a nice establishment and bitches wanted to start twerking on their white ass couches. And I was like, there's
no reason why I should be seeing your
birthing canal at a meet and greet. But because they want so much attention, because they're not getting attention, because men are not respecting them, because they're not getting callbacks, because they don't feel wanted, they think that they need to do that dumb shit to get us to get seen. No, I'm not gonna do it. So you don't have to associate with everybody, but when it comes to that green, I associate with every fucking body.
You should, and you too, when you're starting a business.
Starting that business, if they come with the cash,
everyone's money is the same.
You make a dash.
Whether you want to deal, but you don't want to deal with them on a personal level.
No, but then
business is separate from
business is business
dating and all that.
But listen to this though, Ashley came to me on a business tip.
That's true.
Ashley wanted me to do her makeup. Ashley's my sister now. Two totally different backgrounds. Yeah. This was so good, guys. Think that we ran over time. Not think, bitch, I know.
Oh shit.
This last segment is too long, so we're gonna have to chop it and dice it. But guys, listen, I want to say thank you to Denzel. Thank you for coming, brother.
No problem.
This was good. And
you gotta keep all his stuff in there because you know he didn't do much talking.
I know. But we definitely want you guys to just share the dang truth like Ashley's friend did. I think this is a great way to open up discussions and really have just really good discussions.
If you have any suggestions about topics
that
you want us to cover,
hit me up on Facebook at Edith Yolanda. You can follow me on IG at Hermosa Cosmetics. You can also like the dang truth on Facebook. Share that page with people so they'll know when new topics are coming up. And next week, we'll definitely have an email. So if you guys want to write in, you can always write in and give us some comments and some feedback.
That would be perfect.
All right, guys. Well, have a wonderful day. And we'll talk and see you the next time.
Bye.
Ooh. Yeah.